Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And join us today. We have a special treat for you. We're going to have for you a mini concert of the UTEP Early Music Ensemble. And joining us is Dr. Lindsay Macarella. And Dr. Macarella is in charge of this group. So you could see the studio right now. It's awesome. We're surrounded by some very talented musicians. And Dr. Macarella is the director of this group. So, Lindsay, thank you for being with us. And tell us a little bit about this music ensemble.
Well, we have here today a consort of viola da gambas. Viola da gamba is an instrument that was used primarily during the Renaissance. And we also have with us today a quartet of recorders, and we're going to be playing some music from the Renaissance, mainly some madrigals, both English and Italian.
Now, how did this come about? Is this something that it's a special class? Do they have to learn anything different, the students?
I think all of the students here, yes, all the students here are music majors, undergraduates, and graduate students who are majoring in other instruments like cello or flute or bassoon, and they're taking on a new instrument to learn a little bit about early music and how to apply their skills. So we have string players, we have two cellists and a violin player who are playing our viola da gambas, and we have a lute player, a bassoon player, a trumpet player, and a saxophone player who have picked up the recorder, and it's really a heroic effort that they've learned how to play these instruments just this year.
Tell us a little bit about the instruments and what they look like so, you know, our radio audience can kind of get a visual picture of this.
Well, I thought I'd let one of the students actually talk a little bit about how these are constructed. So, Nathan, do you want to tell us just a little bit about how these instruments are made?
They look very much like the instruments we play today, except they're all basically held like cellos between the legs. And they have more strings. They have six strings. And instead of being made of steel, the strings are typically made of gut. And, yes, that's real intestine. And, you know, it really reminds you and takes you back to when beauty was in simplicity. We don't use vibrato, and we don't have as much power on these instruments as we do on the modern instruments. But it's such a different kind of beauty that it's really nice to go back and see what the people before did with sound in, compared to what we do today.
Nathan Black is the one who is speaking with us. And Nathan, how difficult was it to adjust to this type of instrument based on what you just said?
The largest difficulty was going from four strings to six strings. I find myself hitting the wrong one all the time. But believe it or not, since the instrument is fretted, intonation is kind of taken out of the factor. And if anyone plays a string instrument, they know that 75% of our struggle is always playing in tune. And that's from, you know, beginners to top-notch professionals. So it's really nice to just be in tune all the time. But there is a trade-off. There are, you know, the six strings is definitely a big difficulty. And gut strings don't respond as well as steel strings, and they're very quiet. So getting sound to project is difficult. But then again, we are dealing with all Baroque instruments or early music instruments here, so it balances itself out.
Lindsay, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us a little bit of that music for our listeners.
Yeah, sure. So we're going to play today a piece by John Wilby. It's called Adieu, Sweet Amaryllis. It's originally a vocal piece, but we're going to play it on four viola da gambas. And that would have been kind of common during the time period where most music was written originally for vocal ensembles, but it was totally normal to just apply whatever instruments you had around instead. So here we go.
Thank you.
Wow, that was beautiful, and especially since what you shared with us at the beginning of the interview, hopefully our listeners let their imagination go wild and go back to the Renaissance. And so thank you so much. We are continuing our interview with Dr. Lindsay Macarella. Dr. Macarella is in charge of the UTEP Early Music Ensemble, and they're going to be having a concert on October 28th, actually today. We heard now from the viola da gamba. So tell us a little bit about some of the other instruments that we're going to hear at the concert tonight.
So we're playing a wide variety of early music because we want to show all of the color and different types of characteristics and styles that you'll find out there. So we'll be playing at least one piece from the Middle Ages. Most of our music is from the Renaissance, but we're also playing Baroque music. So we're playing a Telemann Baroque flute sonata being played on the actual Baroque flute, which is wooden, not metal like our modern ones today, accompanied by harpsichord and viola da gamba. And we're also playing some pieces by Marin Marais, a suite from Marin Marais with two alto recorders as well as harpsichord accompaniment. But right now we're going to hear from one of the Renaissance groups, which is a recorder consort. The recorder is an end-blown flute with 8 holes. It comes in both the key of C and the key of F. And what's the real challenge of this particular instrument is that back then the composers didn't transpose for you. So these students are all switching back and forth between playing in the key of C and playing in the key of F, and they have to switch instruments all the time. And that's really the difficulty, but also the fun part of this instrument, I think, and sort of the challenge of it.
Okay, so tell us a little bit what we're going to hear now from the recorder group.
Right now we're going to hear an Italian madrigal by Arkadelt, and it's a very beautiful and slow piece. And then after that, they're going to play a very short piece by John Farmer called Fair Phyllis, which is sort of an early music favorite for those of you who are fans. So here we go.
Thank you.
That was great. And as you mentioned, that was one of the early favorites, you said?
Well, back then and today, this is sort of one of the popular ones that people perform in concerts very often.
Mm-hmm. Was this a special song that was done like at parties, dinners? Because it sounded very happy, very jovial.
Oh, yeah. English madrigals are always just excessively jolly. they're very different from Italian madrigals, which tend to be a little bit serious. But this would have been, you know, for a social setting, sort of a party, a social gathering during the Renaissance. People would have gotten together and sung this kind of piece.
Colette, if we could have you come over here to this microphone here, because you're the one who started off and did that solo. We are visiting now with Caitlin Colette. Caitlin, tell us a little bit about playing this instrument and how difficult was it to adjust to this from, do you play the flute normally?
I do. My main instrument is the flute. The only real difficulty was the air, so on recorder. To tune it, you have to change your air. So if you want to be more in tune, you have to change it from being either faster or slower. So that was probably one of the main things. Luckily for me, most of the fingerings were the same for the flute as they are in the recorder, with just a few variations. But for the most part, it was pretty easy for me to switch over. And it's a lot of fun, definitely a lot of fun.
And Miriam Acosta is with us also. And we were kidding before the program started that it looked like something you'd see under the sink, because it looks like some of those PVC pipes. But Miriam, tell us a little bit about this instrument you're playing and what you play normally, and how difficult was this to adjust, or was it?
Okay, so my main instrument's actually bassoon, so that's like a double reed instrument. The change between that and what I'm playing now, which is the bass recorder, is just like the fact that in the bassoon I have a reed, that's like the pressure where I put the air through and everything. On the recorder, I guess my biggest thing in getting used to it was like the amount of air I had to use, and how it just, you pretty much have to just put it against your mouth and just blow instead of having like an embouchure and things like that. So it just felt a little different. And then I'm used to like being the bass of an ensemble and things like that. So that was really fun. And it does look like a pipe. And it's like, if you come to the concert, you get to see it and all that. It was really fun to pick it up. And like, fingerings are not close to what the bassoon is, but it's always fun to pick up something new.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that with us. And once again, the concert, the UTEP Early Music Ensemble, which will be tonight at 7:30 p.m. in the Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. We've been visiting with Dr. Lindsay Macarella, who is a director and in charge of this UTEP Early Music Ensemble. And we also heard from Nathan Black, Sandra Rivera, Thomas Wu, Ricky Villardel, Flora Newberry, Miriam Acosta, and Caitlin Colette. Thank you all very much for being with us. And Dr. Macarella, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Folks on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our engineer is Felipe Talavera. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Folks on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.